EQT Corporation released an economic benefit report yesterday, one making a case for major benefits to the five Virginia counties the proposed pipeline would cross, including $1.6 million in annual property tax revenues for Roanoke County, $1.5 million in Montgomery, $1.9 million for Franklin. EQT spokesperson Patricia Cox says it's money
for their emergency services, personnel, roads, other infrastructure projects, perhaps most importantly, a reinvestment to our education system.
So far, at least, Roanoke County supervisors are not impressed with the pipeline, at least with the route as proposed. Here's what Supervisor Butch Church said at this week's meeting.
They've just closed their ears to the people's voices, and they closed their eyes to the people that are most adversely affected.
Ultimately, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has final say on the pipeline route. Evan Jones, WFIR News.